Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
When Father came home with tickets to the football match, everyone was excited at first. Then came the bad news. There were only 2 tickets, not 4. They were all sold out, except for these 2. "I'm so sorry," Father said. John put up a case for being the eldest, but Peter argued with him. Mary was disappointed that all 4 of them could not go together to watch the match. "Stop squabbling. I will decide by tomorrow who deserves to watch the match with me," Father said without being angry. The next day, after John returned home from school, he sat on the sofa to watch his favorite television show. Peter finished his homework quickly and joined him. Mary was preparing sandwiches in the kitchen when Father popped his head into the living room suddenly. "Surprise," he said, holding something in his hands. Seeing that there were only 2 tickets, the 2 brothers did not bother. Just then, Mary entered the living room with snacks on a tray. "Mary, you deserve to go to the football match. I see that you are taking good care of your brothers," said Father. "Thanks, Father, but I think Peter should be the chosen one. He did his homework without being nagged today," Mary said. "However, Peter said, I think John should be the chosen one because he kindly switched channels to let me watch my favorite cartoons just now." Father scratched his head and said, "Do you want to watch the match, John?" "Yes, but not without Peter and Mary," replied John. "Your wish came true. Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Jane gave me their tickets so all of us can go. Look," Father said, waving the tickets in his hand. The siblings hugged one another and jumped for joy. Question 11. What were Peter and John arguing about? Question 12. How did Mary feel about the tickets to the match at first? Question 13. Why did Father think Mary was the deserving one? Question 14. What quality did all 3 children demonstrate at the end of the story? Listen to the text again. When Father came home with tickets to the football match, everyone was excited at first. Then came the bad news. There were only 2 tickets, not 4. They were all sold out, except for these two. I'm so sorry, Father said. John put up a case for being the eldest, but Peter argued with him. Mary was disappointed that all four of them could not go together to watch the match. Stop squabbling. I will decide by tomorrow who deserves to watch the match with me, Father said without being angry. The next day, after John returned home from school, he sat on the sofa to watch his favorite television show. Peter finished his homework quickly and joined him. Mary was preparing sandwiches in the kitchen when Father popped his head into the living room suddenly. Surprise, he said, holding something in his hands. Seeing that there were only two tickets, the two brothers did not bother. Just then, Mary entered the living room with snacks on a tray. Mary, you deserve to go to the football match. I see that you are taking good care of your brothers, said Father. Thanks, Father, but I think Peter should be the chosen one. He did his homework without being nagged today, Mary said. However, Peter said, I think John should be the chosen one because he kindly switched channels to let me watch my favorite cartoons just now. Father scratched his head and said, Do you want to watch the match, John? Yes, but not without Peter and Mary, replied John. Your wish came true. Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Jane gave me their tickets so all of us can go. Look, Father said, waving the tickets in his hand. The siblings hugged one another and jumped for joy. Question 11. What were Peter and John arguing about? Question 12. How did Mary feel about the tickets to the match at first? Question 13. Why did Father think Mary was the deserving one? Question 14. What quality did all three children demonstrate at the end of the story?